Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after. Thanks very much for staying with me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. I think you're going to be glad you hung out with me. Still hanging out with me because we got a special guest here that right now this half hour. Fela McAleer is with us, ladies and gentlemen. And you may recognize that name. He's been in the media quite a bit lately. He is the co-producer and writer of a new documentary called Not Evil, Just Wrong: The True Cost of Global Warming Hysteria. He and his partner, Anne McElhinney, have produced this documentary. It's not their first one. They've done several in the last several years on other topics, but this is a very important one, I think. And he's our new friend, Fela McAleer. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Thanks for that.
It's good to have you here. Congratulations on your work. Fela, my audience knows that I started covering the climate change, global warming issue all the way back in 97. When I started doing my show, I knew that I was going to have to do some programming, 10% maybe, on public policy issues, things that impact small businesses. And I could see that the Kyoto Accords, as they were being proposed in those days, I could see that they were going to be something that was going that I felt was going to make the United States less competitive. And that's all I could see in it, was that's what it was going to do. And I started speaking out about it and talking about it and interviewing people about it. So I've been, this is not new territory for me. I wanted to sort of get my credentials out on the table there. And over the years, we've continued to have more and more hysteria built up over the global warming. And here's where I think I am on this thing, Phelan. I don't know. I'm not smart enough to know where the Earth is actually warming. I don't see the evidence of it all that much. But let's just say that it is, and let's just say that that humans are creating some of the global warming. In my opinion, unilateral carbon taxation, which is what's being proposed right now for the United States, is not the way to solve global warming. What do you think?
Well, yeah, that's what our documentary Not Evil, Just Wrong looks at. Is it warming? Is it caused by humans? And we cast severe doubt on that. But ultimately, we say, if there is a disease, is the cure worse than the disease?
Yeah.
Are we going to destroy the American economy and the hopes and dreams of the people in the developing world for a scientific theory that's not yet proven?
When you say the hopes and dreams of a developing world, tell us what you mean by that.
Oh, well, if you don't allow people in the developing world to burn their fossil fuels or to burn anybody else's fossil fuels, you condemn a couple of billion people to a pre-industrial subsistence farming generational poverty.
But see,
industrializing, build factories and cities, but you can't build those unless you've got cheap energy.
But see, here's the thing that I'm confused about, Phelan. I don't hear these people talking about those countries. I don't hear them talking a lot about India and China. I hear Europe is not complying with the Kyoto Accords that they signed on to. They're not able to comply with those. What I'm hearing primarily is what they want the United States to do, what they want my business to do and your business to do. And which to me is tantamount to unilateral disarmament.
Yeah, I mean, you do hear environmentalists and others talk a lot about the developing world, how they must end poverty. You know, that's a big thing, the end of poverty. But it's not just enough to say I want to end poverty. You actually have to take actions to end poverty. And the one way you'll increase poverty is to keep energy really expensive and to restrict mm-hmm. people's energy use. And that applies to America as well. If you say you care about working Americans, well, if you care about working Americans, let them work.
Mm-hmm.
Let them work in businesses that depend upon cheap energy. I mean, the American dream, I'm not from America, but the American
dream... Where is your home originally, Philip?
Mexico. No, that's a joke. Ireland.
Yeah, that's we figured that out. Go ahead.
So, American Dream, as far as I can see, you know, is based on three things, I think. You know, innovation, hard work, innovation, or intelligence. Hard work, intelligence, and cheap energy. If you take one of those out of the equation, I think you're talking about the end of the American Dream. And you're talking about the end of the American Dream, by the way, for people in the developing world as well.
Well, the thing that I'm concerned about right now, my primary concern is with small business, the health and the future health, the future ability for small business owners to follow their dream to be competitive in the world. And I see this kind of hysteria over global warming, especially unilateral taxation of carbon in the United States. I see that as wrong. And we'll come back. We're going to talk about this some more with our new friend, Phelan McAleer. His book, his movie, his documentary is called Not Evil, Just Wrong.
It seems so good to see you back again. How long has it been?
Reverend Al Green bringing us back, ladies and gentlemen. 17 Till, welcome back. I'm Jim Blassingame, and I'm glad you're here. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance. We built it just for you so you can have the maximum opportunity to be successful. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. Check out my blog. Lots and lots of stuff there. 5 seconds or 15 minutes or anywhere in between, we got something for you. And if you're on Twitter and you want to follow me there, I'm at Jim Blassingame. Phelan McAleer is with us, ladies and gentlemen. He is the writer and the on-air personality of the documentary Not Evil, Just Wrong. His partner and his wife, Anne McElhinney, are the producers and the directors of this documentary. And it's about the global warming scare, folks. And all the things that are happening around that. Phelan, I wrote a piece, a blog post, and an article that was published in various papers and publications in this year, and the title of that was "What If the Climate Change Zealots Are Wrong?" And I made the case that if they're wrong, decarbonizing America works, they actually make that happen. What would happen if that still didn't help the climate, which I think it very well might not? But what would happen would be that they would have made the United States less competitive. What do you think?
Well, I mean, it doesn't matter if it helps the climate or not, actually, because the havoc it would create would be 10 times more than any havoc any change in climate would create. I mean, you know, if you fear the water's going to rise, well then, you know, you can build seawalls and you can move houses and all, you know, but to decarbonize America, you're talking about the end of manufacturing, the end of hospitals, the end of city life, actually, the end of the American dream. And, you know, it's an incredible thing to advocate on such flimsy evidence.
You know, Phelan, one of the things that actually has happened in the last few months that has gone under the radar is the United States EPA has listed carbon dioxide as a harmful gas.
Well, nobody told the plant.
I know. How about your little child who's exhaling? They're emitting a dangerous gas.
Yeah, well, I think if more than 500 people are gathered in a room now, we need a hazmat team.
Right. I'm serious, folks. I'm correct, right, Phelan? I mean, what I just said is correct, isn't it?
Oh, yes. Yes, totally. It's you know, so it's a very dangerous time for America, you know, and I don't know, it's strange, this idea that CO2 is hazardous when it's obviously not, when it's what we exhale, when it's what
plants
need.
It's one half of the photosynthesis process.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's very strange. It seems to be that there's a desire to it's the greatest way of controlling people. It's a great way of stopping people from doing things, and it's also a great way of keeping people in poverty, which the environmentalists and the left say they don't want to do. They want to help people get out of poverty, you know, make poverty history. But you need to have actions, you know. It's a strange mentality.
When you've talked to the people who are the proponents of global warming, as being caused by humans, and their goal is to reduce our the carbon footprint, that sort of thing. When you've talked to these people and you try to interview them for your documentary, what was your experience with them?
Well, they automatically assume I'm an environmentalist. When I say I want to interview them for a documentary about global warming, they assume it's going to be targeting their line. So there's no problem interviewing them. But you scratch an environmentalist, and very quickly you get an anti-human. You know, at the back of environmentalism is an anti-human.
What do you mean by an anti-human? Say that.
Well, I mean, they say it straight off. A number of people said in their documentary, in my opinion, there's just far too many people on this planet. You know, we need to reduce the population. Humans are the problem, not as I see it, and as most people see it, humans being the only thing, being the only part of the solution, and being the only thing worth on this planet.
Well, what do those people want? They want us to are they willing to be the first ones to give up their Earthling citizenship?
Funny that doesn't occur. No, it's others that they want to give up their citizenship. There's too many of other people, too many middle Americans, too many fat people, too many black people, too many brown people, but there's never too many white middle class and upper class environmentalists.
Well, one of the things that concerns me about going back to the politics of all this, if they actually pass, there's a climate change bill, by the way, folks, that is going a little bit under the radar, even as we speak. It's already passed the House. And there's one called the Kerry Boxer bill, right, Phelan, that's going through the Senate right now. And it's sort of flying a little bit under the radar underneath all of this noise about health care, isn't it?
You know, I don't know much about the American system, but, you know, people say, oh, it's health care. And I said, how do you think they're going to pay for health care? But only by taxing everything you do, which is what this climate change bill is. It's a tax on everything you do. The tax on everything in your house, every thermostat, every light switch, and that's how they're going to pay for healthcare. I mean, when I first came over to America here from Europe, we were told, you know, and everybody in Europe believes this, that there's all these Americans, all these conservative Americans over here who are obsessed with your bedroom, obsessed with sex and all that. You know, all these conservatives very obsessed with the bedroom and all this. And I go over here, maybe that's true, but I got over here and I found out that there are all these liberals and environmentalists, they're obsessed with every other room in the house. They want to know what's in your fridge, whether it's bottled water, the food miles. They want to know your insulation in your attic. They want to know how you heat your house, thermostat, the bathroom, what's in your garage,
Phelan, you don't have a problem with energy conservation. You don't have a problem with that, right?
Well, I have not a problem with people being told what to do. I'm sure it makes sense to conserve energy. But, I mean, they're even in your light bulbs, you know. And America needs a new slogan. Get out of my light bulbs. This is America.
Out of my light bulbs. Hold on to that thought. Phelan McAleer, folks, is our guest. The documentary, which is out right now in a city near you probably, called Not Evil, Just Wrong, The True Cost of Global Warming Hysteria.
And I wouldn't be doggone. Hey, I belong.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes.
We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. We're visiting with Phelan McAleer. He's the writer and the personality in the documentary, Not Evil, Just Wrong. He and his wife, Ann McElhinney, are the directors and the producers of this documentary. And now, Phelan, the website is noteviljustwrong.com. Is that right?
That's right. Yeah, that's where you can buy your DVD.
You can buy the DVD of the thing right there. Now, and it's not downloadable. You just order the DVD, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Right. So check that out, folks. NotEvilJustWrong.com. What's the cost on it?
$19.95.
And a deal. What a deal. So now, but the book, the movie, the documentary is also released in various markets, theaters around the country.
Mm-hmm.
Did you find that you were as well distributed as, say, Al Gore's or Michael Moore's documentary on global warming were?
No, this is the documentary that Al Gore and Hollywood don't want you to see. And, you know, so we had to go around. We had to bypass Hollywood. We had to bypass Al Gore. So on the 18th of October, what we did was we said to people, you get to show it free for the 18th of October in theaters or schools or in your own home. So when you bought the copy before October 18th, you got your DVD, but you got a big movie poster as well for your home theater.
Mm-hmm.
But you also got a piece of red carpet for your very own home premiere. So you can put it out on your porch and invite people over for screening, et cetera, et cetera. You
right.
know, And we'd had hundreds of thousands, if not half a million people. We're still counting the numbers, watching it on October 18th in a vast simultaneous premiere on, starting at 8 p.m. Eastern. We've had tremendous response.
Congratulations. The couple of things that trouble me about the direction that the global warming zealots are trying to do is they're only focusing on the United States. That means that the United States is going to be in a less competitive situation. If what they want to get done, it passes. The United States will, it'll cost more to do business. It'll cost more to run our factories, as you say, and our businesses. We'll be less competitive. The work that we do here will go over to China or over to India, where they're cheaper because they don't have any carbon restrictions, any environmental restrictions, basically. And they are less efficient in their production of goods with regard to carbon. So I believe that what they're trying to accomplish will have the opposite effect of what they say they want to accomplish. I think it'll actually increase the carbon output. What do you think?
Yeah, well, it shouldn't. People call cap and trade cap and tax, right? And that is true. It's a massive tax on everything you do. I call it the Chinese Employment Stimulus Act. You know, it's going to be the biggest boom.
Well, you're right about
employment.
That.
In the history of mankind, it's going to create millions of Chinese jobs and destroy millions of American jobs. But as you say, there's no restrictions on what they burn over there. There's no restrictions on genuine pollution over there. There's no restrictions on carbon emissions. So they'll burn carbon much less efficiently. They'll burn more carbon than you guys do in America. And so the net effect of bringing in cap and tax here or cap and trade will be to increase these emissions of CO2. So if you believe CO2 is the dangerous thing that you say it is, then you shouldn't push for cap and trade. You should, you know,
right.
That will just increase international global emissions.
Phelan, one of the things I'd like for you to get into in your next documentary is the proper way to really evaluate the use of carbon fuels in an industry, and if you did, you would see that American businesses are the most efficient. They have the lowest footprint of almost any country in the world per dollar per unit of output, per dollar of GDP. We have been bringing down our dependence upon carbon for decades now, and nobody's given us credit for that.
Yeah, but you know what? That's thinking too small. You know, you want to know the benefits of burning carbon? Hundreds of years of wealth and prosperity for America. Everybody in the world wants to live in America because of its cheap energy and its efficient use of carbon. You know, the values of America burning carbon, it's the American dream. That's what's at stake, and that's the great thing about carbon. That's the great thing that carbon has brought the people of America, people of the developed world, and hopefully will bring the people of the developing world.
Yeah. Another thing that's going to happen that doesn't happen in other countries, if they get all these laws passed, there are all kinds of interest groups that will take our country and industries to court in America and get them enforced. If they try to do that in other countries around the world, they won't get anywhere.
That's it. You know, I call cap and trade the longest and least read suicide note in history. You know, because if you committed suicide, at least your family will read the note. No one reads this legislation. No one reads what's been written here. But it's going to destroy America. It's going to damage the
Not evil, just wrong. The true cost of global warming hysteria. Not evil, just wrong.com is the website. Phelan, thanks for being here. Good job. We'll see you next time.
Thanks, Jim. All the best.
See you too. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.